What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Boiling Thoughts podcast. This is episode number 13, and I am your host, David Paris. And we have quite an episode ahead of us today, because the topic is going to be the back-to-school season and how to eventually survive it. And it was really, really requested by a lot of you guys. I asked you in Discord and Twitter, and a lot of you actually had many questions and stuff you wanted me to bring up regarding this topic. So I'm really excited about this episode, as always. And yeah, I think let's get started. Roll the intro. Before we get started with the actual episode, we are going to do the first segment of the podcast, which is the boiling thought of the day. Today, we have one that was submitted by one of you. And, well, it says, David, how would you rate the summer of 2021 so far? A really good boiling thought. Thank you for submitting. You can always submit yours as well on the Boiling Thoughts podcast Instagram account. It's at Boiling Thoughts. And I would actually rate this summer, like, really well. I would say like 9 out of 10 or 9.5 out of 10. I just can't give it a full 10 because COVID is still here, so we could feel the restrictions. But otherwise, this has been a pretty great summer. But speaking of this, I mean, I'm actually really excited for fall already and for, you know, the fall winter season. Like, the second I see the first brown leaf fall down, you know, I'm getting my layered clothes on, my sweaters, I'm going to be getting my PSLs, like, I'm excited. The pumpkins, I am really, really excited. I don't know what is it about fall, but, like, the feeling it gives me, it just feels warm in my heart. I love fall. Also, I found such a great spot in my house for recording the podcast. It's in our closet. Like, I am in the closet in the room, and it's not that big, so I just close the door, and I'm surrounded by like a lot of clothes and shelves, so I think it creates like the perfect audio space, and there can't be any like echo and any outside noise, and it's like really comfy here. I'm sitting on the floor, so this is like fun. This is my new studio, I guess. I'm going to be recording the podcast here from now on, so that's exciting, but let's stop rambling about random stuff and let's get into the actual topic of the episode, which is probably why you clicked on this. And yeah, thank you for tuning in and for being here with me. I can't believe we are already 13 episodes in. That is kind of crazy. But I appreciate everyone and single of you. I'm really grateful. And yeah, let's get started. So I asked you guys in my server, on Discord and on Twitter, to give me questions and stuff you want me to bring about the back-to-school topic. First of all, a lot of you are not happy that I'm bringing it up already, because a lot of you start school in September, so you're like, David, why are you bringing school up already in August? But I know already a lot of you are also at schools already. Oh gosh, I used the word already so many times now. Whatever. I know some of you are studying at this point, and your semester has already started, so that's why. I start school September 2nd, and I think everyone in Slovakia does start school September 2nd. Also, speaking of Slovakia, I'm getting so sidetracked, but whatever. I am so, like, shocked in a good way that I found out how many people in Slovakia listen to my podcast. I got, like, a lot of messages from people from Slovakia that told me that they like my podcast and that they listen to it. So thank you. I was, like, really surprised. I'm happy to see my native people here. So yeah, okay, back to the topic. So that's why I brought it up. A lot of you didn't even want to hear about school already, but it is what it is. And yeah, I think the first thing that I got asked was that how I manage school and my personal life, and of course content creation, which is something I've been doing for the past year, and what advice I would give on that. And that's a really good question, because I actually didn't know what I'm going to do as well, because I started creating content mainly during the quarantine. So I was doing school from home. I was doing online school, so it was quite easy to manage the both worlds, because I had like a lot of time on my hands during the first quarantine, especially, I was really bored. So I kind of managed to do it all. I was able to stream on Twitch almost every single day. I started the podcast a little later. So I only had Twitch on my hands at first. But now I have Twitch, this podcast, my YouTube videos that I post here and now and then, my Instagram, which I've been taking really seriously. And I've been trying to like really create quality content and pictures there. And yeah, school as well. Well, what would I recommend is just schedule. Yeah, make sure to get like a diary or like a real book, or maybe use your phone even, like the calendar, but make sure to schedule out stuff and like literally the whole day. From when you wake up to when you go to sleep, you need to fill in certain gaps and maybe divide your day into blocks so you know what you'll be doing and what you will focus on. Also, you have to sort your priorities because like we're human and we also have days that are only 24 hours long. So we need to sort our priorities to do what we need and also get some me time and rest. So that's the first thing you should do. Then schedule, and then just over time find something that works best for you. That's what I do right now. And one advice I have to give here along with this is that don't go crazy with scheduling. Like, don't make your days super crazy that you don't have time for anything, mainly yourself. Make sure to always like leave some blocks open for you to just get bored and have time to, you know, just chill down and maybe watch some TV, listen to some music, watch a YouTube video, or listen to a podcast. Just so your day feels like balanced. Make sure just not to put like work and school and important stuff, or like, you know what I mean? Make sure to leave some stuff for fun and leisure time as well, because everyone needs that. And you don't want to get burned out and depressed eventually. So make sure to leave some time for yourself and some fun activities as well. Next question comes from Cash, and he asked me how to deal with anxiety of going back to school and the stress that comes with it, and how to just come in confident and have a good time. Cash, thank you for the question again. And yeah, that's hard. That's hard, but not impossible. So let's start there. Make sure, you know, let's start here actually. I don't know how you guys spend your summer breaks, but you have 2 months of free time, basically, if you're not working. And I mean, if you spend your 2 months with like your classmates or someone from your class, it's not going to be like that big of a jump for you or like a step, because you spend a lot of time together. So your social anxiety should be fine. If you were like with your classmates and people from your school, social anxiety-wise, you should be okay, because it's not going to be like, oh, I haven't seen anyone in 2 months and now I'm going to come back and kind of meet everyone again. So if you spent time with people from your school during the summer break, you should be more than less okay. But if not, here comes the advice. Just try to continue your life as you did during the summer break. Like, if you focused on yourself and you found new friends and new hobbies, you don't have to throw it away just because you are going back to the old circle and cycle of school. You can still keep that in your life, and you have to go to school with the intention to study and have some quality time there enriching yourself. And then after school, you can continue doing the stuff you were doing over the past 2 months during summer. So just don't forget that. Don't do the thing that you go back to school and you forget everything you've learned and did and, I don't know, picked up during the summer break. And don't throw it all away just because you get into this cycle again of school. Make sure to leave that with you, if you know what I mean, if you understand. I don't know if this is making any sense to you, but it's making sense to me. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it all comes down to the fact that if you focus on yourself, which you should 100%, First of all, if you focus on yourself, you are going to be the 100% happiest version of yourself. I can guarantee you that. It's not a cliche. It's not a cheesy thing to say. Like, from my own experience, it is 100% true, and it's not selfish. If you're not being selfish, you can still focus on yourself, but be very generous with other people. So that's an advice that you should already take during the summer break. So if you didn't, you still have like maybe a few weeks left. I mean, it's never too late to start, you know, better late than never. So if you like deal with anxiety when you go to school, focus on yourself. That's my number one advice. You have to like set intentions. You go to school not because you want to deal with what other people have to say about you or to you. You go to school to learn. You go to school to pick up things, and by pick up things, I mean like experiences and knowledge. And, you know, if you realize that, you will also realize that the other stuff that might cause you anxiety is not important, because usually it's not connected with that. And if you have anxiety, not like a social one, but the one about your grades and how you're going to perform in classes, well, first things first. Make sure, if you're like a procrastinator or you're a lazy person, make sure to schedule again. Scheduling helps. Schedule when you're going to study. Schedule when you're going to do your homework. Maybe some extra work. Make sure to pay attention in your classes. This actually works. Like, if you go to school and you pay attention in your class, like from the start to the end, I promise you, you maybe won't even have to do any work at home. Like 100%. Just focus on the class, do your homeworks, and I'm sure 90% of the job will be done. And if not, you have to put in the extra work. And I promise you, you can get through any class. I mean, I'm going into my last year of high school, and maybe I'm not the smartest person ever, but I got through my every single class, and I haven't had a worse grade than A and B. I've never had a C. Never had a C. And I'm telling you, I'm not a genius. I'm not the smartest person in the world. But I always somehow managed to pull myself together, at least at the end. I was never good like at math or chemistry. And damn, I almost... Can I say damn? Is that a bad word? I heard someone say that's a bad word, but I don't think so. I think damn is a family-friendly word, whatever. I almost messed up my chemistry grade because I was too lazy to study. And I had the last chance to fix my grade, and I had to learn like literally 20 papers to fix it. And I did over the weekend. And I thought, I'm the worst at chemistry and I will never understand it. And I thought I'm going to fail 100%. But like after studying it for 2 days, I was like, oh, this actually makes sense. If I actually put this much effort into chemistry over the course of a whole year, I could have gotten an A, because it's actually not that hard. It's just you have to put in the work and you have to get up and study. So I promise you, you shouldn't like have anxiety about that. If you're someone that you are someone like everyone can do this. If I could did this, you can do it as well. Just schedule and sometimes be the bigger person, you know, put away your phone and go study. Say no to a party and go study. And I promise you, you won't have to deal with like anxiety of failing a class or something. Just again, sort your priorities. As I said at the beginning, you have to set your priorities and your life will be so much easier. So that's on that. And something else about social anxiety. This is maybe an advice for people, because I had people like this asking questions as well that are just going into high school and that are just transitioning, or like transitioning from any school in general. And you can take this advice actually if you're already there, but whatever, let's get started. If you are someone that is going to high school and is going to be your first year, I can't stress this enough. Like, turn up the volume, listen to me now. Like, do not pause, do not exit the podcast now, because you will regret it. You have to listen to me now. This is like very, very crucial. Very crucial. Like, I wish someone told me this 5 years ago or 4 years ago or whatever. Okay, let's go. Three words. Don't have expectations. Zero. You cannot have expectations, neither good ones or bad ones, but mainly the good ones. No, I'm just kidding. Do not have expectations. When I was going into high school, you know, I don't have an older sibling, and I didn't have, like, friends that already graduated high school that I could talk to about this, and I didn't believe my parents, because my parents actually told me this, but I didn't listen to them because I was young and stupid. So that's also, listen to your parents. But I had such a huge expectations. I thought high school is going to be the best season of my life. I thought it's going to be like you see on Disney Channel, in movies, and on the TV. You know, I thought I'm going to have this victorious experience, like from the show on Nickelodeon. I thought this is going to be like Hannah Montana, which it actually was, but not in the way you might think. Let me tell you, high school is not like in the movies or like in the TV shows or music videos or like in the media. That's not high school. I'm telling you, let go of this expectation because it's not going to be like this. Or like YouTubers. I like have to blame those YouTubers in 2015 that used to do like the back to school videos and those skits and like just videos about back to school, and it made me so excited for high school because they always portrayed high school as, I don't know, like it was always portrayed in these rose-tinted glasses and really unrealistic expectations, and I kind of grasped onto them and I hit like a roadblock, and like a huge one. And I hit it like the first week of high school. Like, it's not in a bad way, but coming from someone that expected it's going to be like from a movie and it wasn't, I was like mad. I was upset. I was like, what the heck is this? I wasn't promised this. But it was my fault. It was my fault because I didn't listen to my parents and I didn't have anyone that would tell me this. So I'm telling you now, if you're going into high school, do not have expectations. And set your intention. Your intention, if you're going to high school, shouldn't be to be like a popular person or like king or queen of the parties or, you know, whatever. Or just, that's not important, first of all. It's, everyone will forget that in a few years. It's not important whenever in your life. And it's going to be draining and it's not possible. And you go to school to learn and gain experiences, which actually this can give you an experience on its own, not necessarily like educational related, but more like the school of life, if you know what I mean. Like looking back at the past 4 years, I made a lot of mistakes. From the day one I stepped into high school, I made a huge amount of mistakes, but I don't regret any of them. Like, I don't regret a single thing I did, and I wouldn't go back in time and change a single thing because I'm glad I got the experience. I'm glad I learned a lot of lessons the hard way, unfortunately, but I'm well and alive. So, yeah, it's okay. Like, eventually it's going to be fine, but it would have been so much easier if I went there without expectations. But that's life. I don't have expectations anymore from anything or anyone. That's the thing. You can't just let go of expectations of things and the school itself. You mainly have to let go of expectations of people and like friendships and friend groups and maybe even the teachers. I mean, we have great teachers at our school, but still, I thought it could be better or like different, if I should put it that way. So yeah, if you found yourself in a situation where you're like disappointed now, or you're just going into high school, just remember, you're going there to get a lot of knowledge and study and become more mature. And also, you know, make friends, meet people, but don't make it like, don't expect to have the perfect class. Yeah, that's the thing that everyone expects, in my opinion. Like, everyone expects their class and their, like, team spirit is going to be, like, the best. Like, they always come and be like, we are going to be the best class of the school, and we're, like, already so amazing. But no, I am sorry, you're not. Like, maybe some specific people and specific combinations, yes, but not, like, the whole. But that's okay. That's nothing, like, bad. It's totally fine because no one is perfect and nothing is perfect. So, yeah, I think we should just let go of expectations and the ideals we have in our heads. And actually, I have to blame, like, the media and TV shows and movies because they have showed this ideals and perfect case scenarios to us, like, for our whole lives. Like, we were watching all these Disney Channel movies and TV shows and Nickelodeon shows and music videos and YouTube videos, and it's made up. It's just made up. It doesn't, real life is not like that. But here's something on a more positive note. You can actually make it fun for yourself. And this is the most important thing after what I just said. You are the only person responsible for your happiness, for your knowledge, and for how your life, either in high school or for the whole period of your life, is going to go. You cannot expect someone or something to make it better or fun or ideal. You are the only person in charge of that. You are the, how do you say that? The writer of your own story? I don't know. Maybe I just made that up, but it sounded good. That connects with the thing I said earlier, like focusing on yourself, because I think earlier you focus on yourself, the earlier you find out what you like and who you are as a person and what you want to do in life and what are you passionate about and what are your hobbies and what truly makes you happy. And the sooner you find that, the sooner you can start doing it and the sooner you will be filled from the inside. So you'll be like happy, like genuinely happy, and you will know this happiness relies on you and not on anyone or anything else. And I feel like it's a really comforting feeling that you can say to yourself, well, I am smart, I am successful, or like, I am good at what I'm doing, and I maybe just enjoy what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not even good at it. Maybe I suck. Maybe you are someone that wants to skateboard. I started skateboarding like a few years ago, just for fun. I was just like strolling around the streets of my town. And maybe you want to start skateboarding, but you suck at it, but you enjoy it and you still find it fun. Well, then let it be so. You don't have to be even perfect at what you're doing. If it makes you happy, that's the most important thing. And you should keep on doing it and do not listen to what anyone else has to say. Like, if what makes you happy is, I don't know, what's something high schoolers can consider cringy, I don't know. Yeah. Going helping like people to the nursing home, like old people, and your classmates are like making fun of you because they party every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday. Are they really the ones that are at a position to be making fun of someone while you are doing something meaningful and helping other people and making them happy while they are thinking just of themselves and they are not doing anything that's really benefiting anyone? Is not benefiting even themselves, like going to a party and getting drunk. I hate to break it to you, but that's not even benefiting to yourself because that's kind of damaging to your body. So I feel like I'm sounding like a grandparent. Like, I'm literally sounding like a 70-year-old person that's like talking to, I don't know, like their grandkid. Maybe you think about me that I'm so boring. I promise you I'm not. But this actually is like really helpful stuff. You will realize it later. If you think I'm boring now, I think you will realize it later. But whatever, that's okay. Everyone can have their opinion. You as well on me. I don't really mind because my opinion and my opinion really helped me and made me realize a lot of things. So whatever. But yeah, here's the thing. Do what makes you happy. And the sooner you focus on yourself and start doing what makes you happy, the sooner you will build like a really strong foundation from the inside as a person. And in high school, it's very important to do this. I'm really like surprised teachers don't talk about this, because you know, when it comes to graduating high school and you're supposed to decide where you want to go to college, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know what I like to do for fun, just because for the past 4 years I was meaninglessly, is that a word? I don't know. You know what I mean. I was just doing meaningless stuff and I wasn't even focusing on my future and what I might like to do, because I never focused on myself. Well, that can happen if you don't focus on yourself and you don't find out what makes you happy. So that's why I think it's important to start doing it as soon as possible, because it will make so many things easier for you. So many things. And when you will have to decide what college you want to go into, if you want to go, maybe you don't want to go, maybe you'll already be like certain about your job you want to do and you'll be able to do it without college. That's possible as well. Or you will become really good at what you like and like some kind of sport or creating content or whatever, and you will become successful already during high school. That is like possible as well. If you look at successful people, they usually wear, if I have to put it like this and be really harsh, the outsiders in high school. And like, there's like a pattern behind that. And I don't want to like sound like every outsider is going to become like a successful person, or that you should make yourself an outsider, because yeah, don't do that on purpose. It's not maybe even that they were outsiders, but they did what I just said and they started focusing on themselves and doing what makes them happy really in a young age, in the early days, as you can say it, and it worked out. Like, it can work out really soon, or it can be, how do you say that, a thing for a long run? No, a run for a long distance. I'm just trying to use and put in metaphors, so this sounds really smart, but it's not working out. I'm doing the exact opposite. Whatever. Like, I'm sure if some people from my school listen to this, they're like, what is he talking about? Like, what is he rambling about? I'm here to have fun and not care about this stuff. Well, you can do that. Not everyone is the same. It would be boring if we all were the same. And that's why I don't want to sound like everyone should do this. And I found the pattern to perfect, I don't know what. You don't have to do this. You don't have to listen to my advice. But I saw there's a lot of people seeking this advice when they talk to me on like social media or in real life. So I was like, well, this could be helpful to some people. Like, if only one person that listened to this from like the hundreds of people that will listen to this will find this helpful and the other 99 won't, I will still feel like, yes, maybe someone tried this and it helped them and now they're like happy and doing what they like and it made high school or whatever period of their life for them easier. I would feel like, yep, I made it. I made someone feel a better way. Like, that's the only intention behind this. Like, there's no intention of me feeling like I have superior opinions or advice. I don't feel like I do. I feel like there are people maybe with even better advice that could talk about this, but I think mine's pretty good. It really helped me. And I'm sure it can help someone else. Hopefully. If he has, let me know. It will make me really happy. And maybe one more thing I would like to say, that's really important as well. Don't take stuff really seriously. And yourself as well. You know, when you go to high school, you're still a kid. And we're all kids, practically. Just don't take it that seriously. The grades, yourself, the outfits, or like whatever, the friendships, the relationships. I found myself taking all of these things mentioned really, really seriously at one point, and it became like really consuming. And for what? If you get a bad grade, you can always fix it. If you stop talking to a friend, you can always find a new one. If you do something awkward and a lot of people laugh about it, what? Like, what's the worst case scenario? People will laugh about it and it will be forgotten in a matter of days. Or maybe even hours. That's how high school works. If you get a bad outfit, probably no one is going to even notice that. The one thing about people is that they're so consumed with themselves and focused on themselves, they often don't even notice other people and their flaws because they are looking at themselves. And I'm sure I do that as well. Like, if someone comes to school with like not perfect hair or not perfect outfit, are you going to really remember at the end of the day? Or maybe you won't even notice. Like, it doesn't matter. It really does not. I don't know. I am sad that I found all of this out like so late. I just wish I had something like this, like this podcast episode, or someone to tell me this before I actually went into high school, because I'm sure it would have been easier. But you know what's magical even about this is that I experienced it, I learned from it, and now I can teach it. I don't know if I can put it that way, but you know, it's like a full circle. Like, it's a cycle. It's so cool. I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, and it is what it is. That's the mantra that I have in my mind, embedded, laser tattooed, and I always think about it every day. So yeah, don't take yourself too seriously, and if anything like happens that makes you upset, you probably should just take a step back and look at it from a bird's eye view and think about the worst case scenario, and you will probably find out that, oh, it's not that serious and it doesn't really matter. Like, in most situations, this is going to be the outcome. So yeah, I think this is it. I mean, as I said previously, I really did this with the intention to maybe help someone out that might be a little stressed out about going to school now. And this is something I would have listened to if I had the chance when I was going into high school. So if you enjoyed it, please let me know. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or in the YouTube comments, or just DM me or send me a comment, whatever. I always love to read and hear your feedback. It means the world to me. Also, make sure to follow the official Boiling Tats podcast Instagram account, which is at Boiling Tats. And yeah, I said leave the review. And most importantly, have a great day. And go out and have fun. And just have a great time. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And bye. Talk to you next time. Thank you for tuning in.